Hello, everybody, and welcome back to 100 Years, 100 Movies, The Revenge. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite horror franchises, and that is Sam Raimi's The Evil Dead. The Evil Dead only has four movies in its franchise, so it's one of the shorter ones, especially for based on some of the franchises I've been talking about recently. But this is a franchise that I really enjoy. There's three main entries and then a remake. So we have The Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, Army of Darkness, and then Evil Dead, which is the remake of kind of the first two movies, realistically. My favorite of these is Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, followed by The Evil Dead, then Army of Darkness, and Evil Dead, even though I would toss it in there last, it's, I think, one of the few remakes of the last 15 years that was actually really successful in going out and doing what it wanted to do. Unfortunately, a lot of times with these remakes, there's just something missing. And I think tone-wise, at least the remake of Evil Dead is able to kind of nail it. And it ends up being a fun movie because of it. And that's the thing about the Evil Dead movies. I mean, they're fun, and they get progressively more fun as the movies move forward, you know. I think that's part of the reason that I like 2 so much, is that it really strikes this this balance of having a lot of horrible shit happen, but being really funny as well. The first movie, The Evil Dead, is more of a straight-up horror movie, and Army of Darkness is more of a straight-up comedy. But yeah, like, I think this franchise just kind of, it shows that movies don't have to be super serious to be horror movies or to be horrific. And I think if you're going out there and having fun, that's going to translate to the screen a lot of times. And on top of all that, I mean, this franchise is responsible for three icons in horror. First of all, the character of Ash from these movies, Bruce Campbell, who played him, secondly, and thirdly, Sam Raimi. So The Evil Dead, which came out in 1981, year that I was born, is this extremely low-budget movie done on this, like, shoestring budget. I mean, some of the effects are fucking terrible, but there's a certain charm to it, and I think part of that is just that I grew up watching movies like this, so I'm used to seeing extremely shitty effects for people getting liquefied and blood and things of that nature. We get plenty of that in The Evil Dead. So these movies all revolve around a cabin in the woods where students show up and they find the Book of the Dead and eventually end up unleashing some evil that tries to destroy them all. So the first movie, The Evil Dead, we have five college students. They come upon these recordings of a professor. No, sorry, that's the second one. They come across this book with which they start reading out of, and in doing so, they unwittingly unleash this ancient evil, and little by little, they start to get possessed and become Deadites. And Deadites are basically demon zombies. We get this great look for them where, these people look possessed, and because they're possessed, they're able to kind of manipulate people through their possession and also kind of go back and forth. Like, so some of the characters, sometimes when they're subdued and they're going to try to destroy them, they go back to human form and start pleading for their lives. And in doing so, they're able to then strike and attack other people. This movie is endlessly inventive with just the amounts of gore, amounts of, like, crazy shit that happens. Some of it that is actually extremely problematic. There's one particular scene, which I need to point out if you've never seen these movies, because, especially for the first one, I think it's going to turn you, it may turn you off. So you need to know about this. At first, when they awaken this spirit, you know, they're not possessed right away. Little things are happening, but there's something definitely off in this cabin. And one of the girls, one of the women that's part of the group, freaks the fuck out, and she runs out into the woods to try to get help. and she ends up getting stopped by the trees, who hold her down, rip her clothes off, and rape her with branches. Like, this isn't played for laughs. Like, this is played, well, to a certain extent, it's kind of played for laughs during the event. But, I mean, it is really disturbing to see. And even to this day, it's still pretty disturbing to see a woman get her legs pulled apart by branches, and then seeing branches get forcibly, you know, shoved up into her. And, you know, through this, she becomes possessed by this demon, and then she comes back and starts slowly but surely possessing everybody else. So the people inside of the cabin start to turn on each other and start to destroy each other. And in the end, we have just Bruce Campbell, who is left alone after he's dismembered and killed his friends. And what I mean, the effects are shitty. I mean, like, I am not kidding. There's literally one person turning into like corn mash. Like it looks like condensed soup. There's blood everywhere. This movie is rough. And on top of all that, though, because they had such a shoestring budget, they, you know, Sam Raimi really had to do a lot of stuff just to kind of make things interesting. And so we have, we start getting, and we see this more in Evil Dead 2, but we start getting these just really inventive shots where you're almost kind of just throwing the camera around, which is crazy to think of because these are big cameras in the 80s, smashing them through windows in order to get these extreme close-ups. But it works, and these movies have this just frenetic energy, this tone of, like, because even in this movie there's comedic elements, but it's mostly, like I said, it's mostly played for horror. And this movie, it ends up being, you know, that one really disturbing scene aside, ends up being a blast. And like, even watching people get dismembered and like the makeup effects for how they, when they change, are pretty cool. They're able to kind of fit the aesthetic of the shitty 80s horror, like low budget horror movie, very well. And The Evil Dead ends up being a movie that is fun to watch, you know. And as I mentioned, you know, it was kind of popular enough. It was mostly a cult classic, but it was popular enough to greenlight a sequel, which is Evil Dead 2 Dead by Dawn, which, as I mentioned before when I talked about it, is really a remake, more so than it's a remake more than anything of that first movie. So Evil Dead ends with Ash being the lone survivor, waking up the following day and starting to take off. And as he's taking off, we just see this entity, which, like, is the camera just zooming by, slam into him, and he falls into the ground, and we're led to believe, with this ambiguous ending, that he may be a deadite now as well. So Evil Dead 2 takes that idea and kind of runs with it. In this movie, we start off with just Ash and his girlfriend going to this cabin in the woods and inadvertently turning on this recorder that has this recording of a professor reading from the Book of the Dead. And in doing so, in having replaying this incantation, they resurrect this evil, and they are possessed by it. First, Ash's girlfriend, and then Ash himself. And Ash has to, he has to kill his girlfriend and dismember her, chop her up into pieces. Like, he beheads her, he cuts her body up with a chainsaw. It, like I said, it's gruesome, but it starts to get played for laughs, and that just continues as the movie continues. Eventually, he himself gets, in the struggle with his girlfriend, she bites his hand, and he starts to slowly but surely become possessed. And we have this scene of him becoming a deadite, but just as day breaks, he turns back, but his hand is now infected. And slowly but surely, he's seeing his hand more and more infective, and it's starting to kind of attack him himself. And he can't really control his hand. So, in a stroke of comedic genius. He cuts off his hand, and then his hand is basically, like, it from, or the thing, or, thing from the Addams Family. It's like the disembodied hand, where he ends up having to fight his hand, and slowly but surely is being driven mad by everything in the cabin. And this just becomes a tour de force for Bruce Campbell to basically beat on himself, throw himself around, and just do all sorts of physical comedy. In the meantime, we also introduce these other characters who I believe one of them is, she's this professor's daughter or son, and they end up getting to the cabin, and slowly but surely they start to get possessed. At this point, this movie starts to get really horrific, and it's really, really insane. And we get this whole segment where they start kind of playing this tape because they find ash in this cabin that he shouldn't be, and there's blood everywhere, and there's just signs of a struggle. And as they start to hear this tape, they hear that their dad had to kill and dismember his wife. And at that point, boom, all of a sudden we start hearing that there's something in the basement. And that is the corpse of the wife, who is now a deadite, who starts attacking Ash and starts attacking everyone else little by little. And as the movie progresses, the makeup becomes more and more horrific and more crazy. There's a scene where he cuts off someone's head and they grow like a whole new neck and everything. And as I mentioned, and when I talked about this movie last time, there's a scene where he's fighting with this grandmother figure, and she starts hulking up like Hulk Hogan and no selling what he's doing to her. Eventually, Ash has to come back into the cabin with, he hooks up a chainsaw to his hand, and he has a sawed-off shotgun and starts just taking out everyone that's now possessed. And at the end of the movie, he's by himself, but this entity is more or less awakened, and he gets tossed back in time to the medieval times along with his vehicle. And we end on this with this winged creature attacking some knights in armor and Ash blowing it away with a shotgun. And that's the end of the movie. And this movie is just tons of fun. Like I said, this is where we really start to get it. I think it hits that perfect, like, tone of this movie is silly and ridiculous, but it's also got a lot of great horror elements. And the effects are somewhat better in this movie. They're still a little shitty, but I really feel like that is part of the charm of this movie. But it's definitely a blast to see. And then in 1992, we got Army of Darkness, where it kind of recaps the very very quickly part two, and we find Ash sent back in time to the year 1300 AD and having to fight the Deadites, and kind of going back to like the beginning of this creature. And in doing so, he ends up getting infected again, and he becomes a whole nother version of himself. So there's what ends up being called Good Ash and Bad Ash. And this is all played for laughs as well. Eventually, regular Ash shoots Bad Ash in the face with a shotgun and says something like, "Good, bad, it doesn't matter. I'm the one with the gun." And Beth Davis is in this as well, and she's great. This is one of the things that I really knew her for, one of the movies. Like, it's really weird because it's like I knew her from this, and then the following year she did Schindler's List, which is completely different from what this is. And then I also knew her from Matilda, which is very, 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 very different roles in all three of those movies. But then this becomes just like this fucking farce, really, where Ash has to lead this army of knights and peasants against this army of the undead led by evil Ash. And eventually, like, it just becomes like he teaches them like like kung fu, and it is just it's insane. Like I said, this movie it really is just played for laughs. It's a lot of fun. This is just a fun, dumb movie. Just sit back and enjoy it. The effects are a little better than they were in the other two. Not the greatest effects, but definitely better from where they were at. And this really isn't a horror movie. This is where I kind of mentioned that things really change. Although at the end of it, you know, he's able to, at least in the theatrical version, because there's a director's cut version. And the director's cut version in true Ash, you know, luck, he's given a potion to kind of sleep for hundreds of years and be able to wake up, but he takes too much of the medicine, and he wakes up in a dystopian future where the world's been destroyed. But in the actual movie, he is able to wake up in normal time and go back to his regular time period, go back to S-Mart, and he ends up being chased by deadites and blows one of them away as he says something along, as he kisses one of his employees and says something like, fellow employees, and something like, groovy baby. And that's how the movie ends. But this movie also has just a bunch of nods to just different movies, like mostly sci-fi movies. For example, when he has to, say a certain thing in order to, safely get the Necronomicon, which is like Klaatu Barada Nikto, which is from The Day the Earth Stood Still. But of course, Ash fucks it up, and in doing so, he inadvertently resurrects this dead army that they have to fight. But like I said, this movie's just a ton of fun. And, you know, for the longest time, that was it. You know, that was it for The Evil Dead. We got this tight little trilogy of movies that started off, you know, as horror movies, ended up in just as a farce, you know, but they were fun. But in the 2000s, we started getting this kind of trend of all these movies being remade, and, you know, stuff like Friday the 13th and Halloween, A Nightmare on Elm Street, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. If it was a franchise, it was going to get remade. And eventually in 2013, we got that as well with The Evil Dead, where we got Evil Dead in 2013. And as I mentioned, this is basically a remake of the first two movies kind of mashed together. We once again have five friends who go to, a cabin in the woods. And the reason that they're doing it in this movie is main character Mia, played by Jane Levy, they want her to kick her heroin habit. So they are going to take her to a cabin and kind of help her, I guess, be able to kick the habit. And in doing so, they inadvertently find this book, read aloud from it, and once again, they are able to resurrect this evil. And in order for it to fully come into our world, it needs five souls. So of course, little by little, everyone, including Mia, gets possessed. And eventually, we get nods to certain things in those movies. For example, Elizabeth Blackmore's character Natalie, she has to chop off her hand and ends up using a chainsaw. She herself ends up getting killed by her boyfriend David, if I remember correctly. Anyway, she ends up getting killed, and little by little, everyone's getting possessed. Jane Levy, like I said, she gets locked up at one point, much like Ash did in the second movie. But eventually, she's able to have the entity dispelled from her, and then she ends up kind of becoming the one that has to help take everyone else out. They end up destroying the cabin, and she ends up being chased by this entity and destroying it with a chainsaw. And yeah, I mean, this movie, like I said, it's fun to see just how they are able to kind of mix and match stuff from the first two movies. So in a way, it's like we have four movies, and really only one of them is different from the other three. The other three are basically the same movie. But like I said, I think this was successful because it was able to introduce a character that was similar to Ash. So they didn't really make that character, it's a whole new character. But you get the same sort of elements of what made Ash a great character. You get some of that comedy in there, you get a lot of nasty shit in there, and some great kills, some great gore. And on top of everything else, you know, they're able to hit that tone to make it, it has the feel of an Evil Dead movie, which I think, like I said, a lot of times is what ends up harming a lot of these remakes, is they don't feel as if they're the same franchise, and this one definitely does. I mean, if I were to recommend any of these, I would say Evil Dead 2 for sure. But all of them, I think, are really worth checking out. I think they're a lot of fun, and part of me just really enjoys this franchise because I can't think of any other horror franchise where I'm going to see Three Stooges bits and it's not going to derail the movie, or where we're going to have a character who acts like a complete asshole, but yet you're still cheering for him because of all the ridiculous shit on screen. I think these movies are just a lot of fun and just a different take on what horror can be from what I think most people think of horror, and definitely worth checking out. So that's going to be it for today. We're going to continue next time, once again, with the teens. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next time.